Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A South Korean woman is walking a mirror image of her mother's flight from North Korea to South Korea in the 1950s. Kyung Jeon emigrated to the United States and is a photographer and walker based in Rochester. She's walking 323 miles from Rochester to Bemidji. Northfield is her third stop on her walk for hope and peace. I caught up with her yesterday afternoon on Highway 246 coming in from Nordstrand. She told me she was prompted to walk after reports of Kim Jong-un and President Trump's exchanges escalated in frightening ways. She said she felt devastated for those in the Korean Peninsula, as any war would involve South Korea too. Jeon feels an urgency to promote peace. Veterans for Peace Twin Cities Chapter President Dave Logsdon is driving the chase vehicle. They're also providing a different person to walk with her each day. He said,
"Our job is to, we're veterans and we think that we can stop making veterans and have stop having wars and have peace. And it's going to be a lifetime journey, I'm afraid."
Jeon says she hopes to better understand her mother's strenuous journey all those years ago and wants her walk for hope and peace to bring people together. Roger Cuthbertson was walking with her on the stretch from Kenyon to Northfield, where Jeon stayed last night. She's taking photographs along the way and posting those on her Facebook page, Walk for Hope and Peace. I have a link from KYMNradio.net. She left Northfield this morning and is walking along Highway 3 to Rosemount. She plans to arrive in Bemidji on May 25th. Jeon received a grant through the Southeastern Minnesota Arts Council. Her mother is living with Alzheimer's. Mental health issues are straining law enforcement, hospitals, and emergency rooms. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn said last week,
"And the bottom line is we need to get more resources for the people. We need secure places to take people where they can get the help they need. We need secondary places where they can maybe just go and meet with somebody on a daily basis or a weekly basis."
Right now, a person, for example, is taken to Northfield Hospital to wait for a bed. That bed could be as far away as Sioux Falls or Fargo. They then have to be transported.
And then somebody has to go back and pick them up and bring them back to make sure that they're safe to be released again. And usually that falls on law enforcement through the sheriff's office.
Dunn said he's hoping legislators will release some funds to help solve the problem. One law that was passed last week is that
you can't drive any motorized vehicle if you get a DWI in a watercraft, in a ATV, in a motor vehicle, whatever it may be.
It used to be that if you got a DUI on a snowmobile, it only affected riding a snowmobile. And the Memory Cafe is returning to 50 North. This is for those with memory loss, their family, and friends. The Memory Cafe environment is geared toward those with a wide range of cognitive capacities, with a focus on socializing and creative exploration. The goals are to help all participants feel comfortable and know that they're not alone. Meetings will be on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 1 o'clock, beginning tomorrow. News from around the state is next.